Byers and Company, live from Cardinals Spring Training in Jupiter, Florida. Presented in part by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds.
We're back here live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, which is an important note. Sounds like there's a little corporate co-op going there. Rick Horton joins us. It's good to have you with us. And before we get into talking about this year's team, I want to go back to the Lovie Smith story.
Yes.
And the buggy coming in with the relievers. You were shaking
your head. Yeah, I can cover everything that you've been talking about the last 10 minutes. Well, Lovie Smith, I'm a big fan of Lovie Smith. His son, Matt, and my daughter, Jen, were classmates in high school. In fact, they won the Heisman Award at Marquette High School in St. Louis as the best athletes in their class. And so I watched Matt play basketball a lot. He's a really good player. And Miles, Lovie's younger son, I coached in basketball. He was on my son's team, and he was a truck. Boy, I could put him in the middle, he'd get some rebounds. But I have great respect for Lovie Smith. I'm always rooting for him. He was a terrific Rams coach, a defensive genius, and a gentleman. I just love Lovie. As for the bullpen carts, you all were talking about those. I understand the Arizona Diamondbacks are doing that to celebrate 25 years of their team's history. And they are going to get a corporate sponsor of some sort for the top of the buggy. And I think it makes sense. I believe, you know, if you're going to speed up the game, there's nothing like, you know, getting the pitcher out there quickly instead of having him run out.
Well, there's that great visual of that big baseball.
Of course. Otherwise, the pitcher runs out. He's got to catch his breath. Then he throws 10 warm-up tosses. I mean, let's get it moving. Another quick odd story. I was talking about this on the air. The team should do this. The Diamondbacks came out the next day and said they were doing it for the same reasons we're talking about. And I went back to my condo here in Jupiter, and I ran into, in the lobby, the guy who drove the bullpen cart in New York, named Enzo. And I was talking about Enzo on the air, and there he was in the lobby. He did it for 47 years at Shea Stadium in New York.
Amazing?
And we got to be good friends, and, you know, it's just part of baseball culture.
Yeah, it's a small world.
It really is that.
Getting smaller and getting smaller.
Amen.
Let me ask you your opinion on getting kids interested in baseball, being relevant in sports today, the clutter that is, what's happening with football, with the concussions. You know, how can Major League Baseball and baseball in general position themselves to be the opposite of what people are worried about with soccer, the NHL, with the NFL, with concussions and their kids playing?
Well, I think you certainly, baseball at the big league level, you get concerned about guys throwing 95 miles an hour in terms of the ball off the bat at 100+. But baseball, you know, there's been one person seriously injured in baseball, you know, I guess killed in baseball, I should say that, since the beginning of baseball 130 years ago. So baseball has a much safer kind of feel to it. But I think the interest in baseball has to go beyond just the physical part. It's got to get to the point where people start to embrace the fact that it's not the fastest of games. I mean, we get so amped up about NBA and NFL and movement and fast and fast and fast. But baseball is a game. You can come to the ballpark. You can watch it. You can talk to the person next to you. You can go with multi-generations and tell stories. There's not a clock on it. Yes, there are some clocks for certain things. But for the most part, the game is just much more relaxed. And I think we got to embrace that. I think if you're going to teach kids to love baseball, you have to start with that. And we also have to get rid of the fact that there's just three outcomes developing now. You either strike out, hit a home run, or walk, and that's about it. I mean, we got to get more in-play stuff, more base running.
What about the automatic walk?
Automatic walk doesn't bother me too much because – that's just a couple of seconds. That speeds it up a little bit. But, you know, Joe Torre came out this week and said, we've got it. He says, I'm getting older and people aren't listening to me anymore, but I don't care. I'm going to say it. We need to get back to what baseball is, the essence of the game. Good defense, base running, fundamentals.
Pitching.
We've got to teach things that are the game, not just these kind of single outcome home run things. Now, home run's a good thing, but if that's all the game is, we might as well just play home run derby.
Yeah, I think there's evolving with the technology and being relevant, and then there's just acquiescing to whining. And I think sometimes, you know, people do the latter rather than the former. You got to have to do something about the ballpark experience, right? Yeah. I mean, people are on their phones. We were talking about NBC. This is the first time I ever watched downhill skiing where they superimpose both skiers, you know, where you could see them literally where they were. Now, the skiing is still the skiing, but from a viewer's point of view, that was exciting to be able to watch.
I'll tell you one thing that we've been talking about during the game. Often is the number of people that are not paying attention to the game every night.
Yeah.
Right. And it becomes, you know, I think fans certainly have to be careful at the game and the speed of the game. But, you know, baseball is still a game you need to get lost in. And if you're multitasking, you're not going to get lost in it. If you're thinking about something else. So I'm not anti-technology. I studied engineering in school and I like technology. I actually like baseball analytics, but I think, there's a time and a place for it. And if it overruns the other thing, you lose the essence of what baseball
is. Is that why they don't have real time on the video board?
Yeah.
Because safety.
Probably. I mean, I think there's. That's a good question. I'm not sure why they do that. I can't answer
it's
that.
It's football they do, and I'd love it if they did.
Yeah, right.
Well, you're only here for a couple more minutes, so I want to get a couple of things. You do television and radio.
Yeah, I do.
Break down the difference between the two. I mean, from a broadcasting point of view, your job as a commentator on TV versus your job as a commentator on radio.
That's a great question. I love the challenge of those of that question, and I love doing both because they are different. And, you know, radio, when John Rooney's calling a game, I have to listen intently to what he's saying because people are seeing what he's saying.
Theater of the mind.
So if I am the analyst, I have to analyze what his picture. If I'm doing TV with Dan McLaughlin, I am analyzing what I see the director showing, and that's a very different thing. And so, not that I'm not listening to Dan when he talks, but it's a different thing on TV than it is on radio. You really have to kind of be a team on radio. Otherwise, it's disjointed and it's all over the place. And I would say radio is easier, especially if I'm doing play-by-play, because I can create the picture. On TV, the challenge is the director has an idea what he wants to shoot. The producer has the idea of where he wants to go. The play-by-play is talking about one thing, and I'm thinking about something else. We have to really work hard to stay together. And radio,
are you listening to the director, too?
I am. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm watching the director. I'm listening to the producer. I'm listening to the play-by-play guy. I want to talk about the right fielder. Danny Mac's asking me about the pitcher, and they're shooting the left fielder. So I've got to say, well, how do I bring those three people together? I mean, that's a constant challenge.
But it seems like, and I'm in the radio business, we're bigger than that now, but baseball and radio were meant to be together.
No question.
I mean, you
about
go back
that.
To the days of listening to Jack Buck as a kid bouncing a tennis ball off the garage. You can't imagine a better world.
But I think that goes back to what I was saying earlier about the essence of the game of baseball. It's meant for that game that we know. Now, if you're just calling home run derby, then that's meant for TV, and let's see how far he can hit it, and let's measure it, and let's put some graphic up. And that's a thing. I mean, but that's a video baseball experience. That's what kids are kind of used to, is the video. But baseball's not just a video game. The video game is a replica of the real thing, not the other way around. So we got to make sure that the real thing is men, not machines, as Tony La Russa loved to say. These are people. You can't just put in a number and say, this is what's going to happen to Carlos Martinez because look at his stats and look at his this and that. No, he's a person, and so he's going to have a good day and a bad day, and that's what makes baseball interesting.
30 seconds, we'll get you out of here.
Yeah.
Your overall impression of what you've seen so far.
I like a certain guy. Mike Myers has impressed me. Josh Lucas has impressed me. The Cardinals need help, need an answer to their 7th, 8th, and 9th inning in the bullpen side. I think the offense will come around. Marcelo Soon is fun to watch. I think he'll be a difference maker. The starting rotation is going to be a question mark. I'd love to have Alex Reyes back sooner than later. We're going to just have to wait for him.
What about Luke Gregerson?
Luke actually threw well. The time that I threw, he got a late start, but he's got a chance to be the closer.
All right, Rick, we appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet, guys. Always good to be with you guys.
Rick Horton from literally from KMOX and Fox Sports Midwest, doing TV and radio for the Cardinals.